This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, people reveal their top daily mic drop moments. Those moments where you do the old mic drop, you know.
And I found out by experience, not me, but a friend, you don't mic drop at a karaoke bar.
Okay.
Because those are expensive wireless mics. And after she performed, she mic dropped.
Oh, my goodness.
I think she got kicked out after that.
Yeah.
It's not good for the amplifiers or the speakers either.
Yeah.
Well, when you do have a mic drop moment, 80% say they celebrate these moments. And 63% say they just smile to themselves. And 25% share it with others, like the mic drop moment. And then 16% do a little happy dance when they have a little mic drop moment. Now, what's your mic drop moment? These are what the people said. So answering a game show question correctly.
Oh, my gosh. As they're struggling to figure it out, and you're like, I'm a genius.
Yeah.
Especially if it's Jeopardy. You're really, really smart to get that question.
Who wants to be a millionaire out there, you know, not long ago?
I was about to say, is that still on?
Yeah. It's.
I don't know. I don't watch games.
Ken Jennings and also Matt Damon just won $1 million for a charity. It's with, who's the night show host? Not Jimmy Fallon, the other guy.
Kimmel. Oh, yeah, Kimmel?
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. So that's out there. But you answer one of those questions like, oh, yeah, mic drop. Another one was opening a tight jar. I don't think that's a mic drop moment.
No, it's almost embarrassing.
And don't drop the jar either. Fixing a tech issue for someone is a mic drop moment.
I feel like a genius when my mom asks me to help her with stuff. But it's usually really simple stuff, but she doesn't fully get tech stuff. So yeah. I'm like, did you turn it off and back on? And when it works, I'm like,
all right. They also mention smoothly navigating green traffic lights. That's not a mic drop moment. Do you get to work and mic drop?
Yes. Yeah. Coming onto Woodruff Road, if you hit every green light, you're like, thank you, God.
But it's a great feeling. But is it a mic drop moment?
I mean, you didn't do anything.
Yeah. It's like you're not like the person that did that. That was like, you know, someone else orchestrated that.
I feel like that you kept up enough speed to make it through all the lights. Because going through downtown, like from Wade Hampton Church Street all the way to Augusta or further, I can go through there and make every single light. And I'm like, if I'd have been a little slower, I'd have been called.
Well, listen to you brag.
I know. Where's the mic?
Parallel already dropped it.
Parallel parking perfectly is a mic drop moment for folks.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah. Waking up before the alarm is a mic drop moment for what people mention.
No.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Makes you mad.
And then making someone laugh with a well-timed joke.
I love that.
Yeah. That's a mic drop moment at that point. You just leave it
Have around. You ever had that?
I haven't. I'll be honest with you. You know, I can't. I don't. I mess up too much to have mic drop moments. Okay, solving a crossword or a Wordle, some kind of puzzle you're trying to do.
I do that every day, so it kind of, I mean, I pretty much get them every day.
Okay, so you're mic dropping all the time.
What's your streak right now?
I don't know, because I won't give them an email address to find out. They used to give that for free.
You can give of like any email you
I'm
want.
Not give
you
them
can
the
make
benefit.
Up an email.
I lost a couple of weeks ago, and it's the first time I'd lost in a long time.
And then you didn't have a mic drop moment at that point. You felt bad all day.
I started
to
drop, throw my phone down.
I'm at 115 days right now.
It's a cell phone drop moment. And then finally, they say catching a thrown object. Like, is a significant win for you. Like, someone throws you an object, you know, and you're like, oh, caught it, you know, like a football catch or something. Or even, you know, might be like my son likes, like if I'm eating a, you know, popcorn or something, he wants me to throw it, a cheese ball. And it's a mic drop moment for you.
I had one when a friend's son, when he was younger, he was like two, maybe one, trying to go down a little slide.
Yeah.
And at the very end, he kind of tumbled forward.
Yeah.
His head was about to hit the ground, and I just swooped down, grabbed his head, and laid him down. His dad was like, that was perfect. I'm like, I don't know how I moved that fast.
Listen, that's better than I did, because that static electricity, it builds up with him. I mean, first time I caught him. Second time,
you
on your own, son. Your hands go up like you're being arrested or something. Like, I ain't getting shocked this time.
Oh, that's that plastic slide.
That was not a mic drop moment for me. That was a child drop moment.
Well, did I mention that I've gone 150 days in Wordle without missing?
Give this boy a mic. Oh, there. That's.
We need to get in touch with the engineers that probably broke that mic.
What's wrong?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, the other day, Tom was telling us some of the things we hate about summer. Number one thing was mosquitoes. Number two on the list was sweating. So I decided to do a little research about sweating. And if... what?
This is like market research. You went outside and sweat.
Well, yeah. We get the researchers together here at the Hawk and Tom department, and they go at it.
Okay. Wow, that's not how I would have put that, you know.
Tom's always talking about his crevices or places that he's sweating. I sweat in unusual places. Cato, we were talking about you.
I'm a sweater.
Hi, Cato.
Just not a Christmas sweater.
Okay. So, you know, there's all kinds of sweating out there, and we've heard the term here lately. You got the swamp booty or swamp bottom.
You are talking about butts again.
Yeah.
All morning.
I know a lot of guys have that. Yeah, they say change your clothes after you're sweaty. Some guys don't do that.
Gross.
Some girls don't do that either. They say, what?
It's just a funny topic.
Okay.
Sorry.
Try some powder down there if you want to.
Not baking powder.
Okay. No.
Put some cornstarch.
Let me whip you up a batch here. Anybody order biscuits?
I never put powder down there.
You put some flour, some Crisco.
Make a little muffin top.
It's done, y'all. But they also say consider antiperspirant in those crevices,
I've sprayed all over.
Yeah, me too.
Can you put that there?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I put, like, sometimes, like, I'll sweat behind my knees when it's sweaty, and I'll just put antiperspirant or deodorant down there. Sometimes I'll put it, like, you know, in,
You don't have to show us.
Well, it's your legs are, there's, like, leg pits, like your armpits down there, and so you put deodorant.
They're not
like your armpits. They don't have sweat glands or odoring glands, whatever they are.
Okay.
Now I got thunder thighs, so you don't have to act out chafing to me. I got you.
Do you use stick? Because it looked like you were just putting stick on.
Sometimes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't spray.
That's probably a good idea. I should probably do that.
Sometimes it burns.
All right.
You think?
So that's not the only sweating that we're having problems with. Apparently, there is boob sweat as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've read about that.
The money. The cashiers talk about in the summertime.
Yeah, you got money. Girls are putting them in their bra and stuff.
The struggle is real.
Yeah. You got the credit cards whipping it out, and there's sweat on it, and hits the clerk in the face as she's, like, pulling it out, sweating. area.
I mean, that is kind of gross. I'm at the side with the cashiers. You self-check if you're going to do that.
Well, if you have boob sweat, they say wear black. The sweat just blends into the darkness, they say. Now, it turns mine white.
Well, I got black on right now.
But it turns my underarms white.
You probably use stick.
Yeah, probably it. Mm-hmm. I should use spray. I think you've convinced me today. White, well, you know what happens when it gets wet. That's not good.
Yeller.
They say cotton is the most breathable fabric for you, but they have a good thin polyester also never shows sweat. I don't know if you have any polyester shirts out there.
I don't know. Whatever they make, yoga pants and stuff, the dry wig, yeah. That is the best stuff in the world.
Yep. It's probably cotton and elastic, mostly cotton.
Because I've been buying some shirts that are the dry wick, and I like those because I don't sweat in them. I mean, it's weird. I guess it absorbs
you
it.
You do. But they're just going into the shirt.
But see, I don't think, to me, my mom has always said cotton is breathable, but I can't wear cotton in the summer. It's too hot.
Okay.
It's breathable. It's good stuff.
Do you sweat?
Yes.
Okay. So they say avoid silk, satin, and other materials that soak up all the and leave rings.
Well, there goes my satin underwear.
There you go. Can't do that. Also, pick a bold, colorful print. They say boob sweat just blends into nice, bright rainbow colors, large-sized floral colors. So
the rainbow and the little cloud of sweat.
That's a different kind of rainbow. I do not want to see the sweat rainbow. I don't think that's lucky for anybody.
Looks like you got rain on the way in the forecast.
And then they say, stand up. Good posture makes a difference because you're slouching down, and so that causes more sweat. So pretend you're back in a ballet class and keep your posture ladylike. You know, you sit up straight.
You know what's good, too, now is they have all those little personal fans that you can wear. They need to make them because, you know, they make them to go around your neck.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But they should make them for those areas, too.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe have one that's just sewed into your clothes. So right down the crack of your bottom.
Thank you.
You could have a fan just blow in there, keeping you cool.
I thought they had that now. You were talking about that the other day.
I forgot.
Okay. And then powder, you know, that area if you want to, but don't overdo it because there will be clumps of powder if you overdo your powder in those areas.
Of yeast.
It's your kneading biscuits under your arms. That's a little much.
Yeah. You meant kneading with a K.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Because I didn't think anyone needed that.
All right. We're getting phone calls right now. B93.7. Hello.
Hey. How you doing this morning?
Good.
I just had a comment to make because I didn't want Hawk to feel real bad.
Yeah.
I have quite large boobs, and so when it's going to be really hot or if I'm going to work out, I'll put deodorant under my boobs. You know you're going to sweat there, so if you know it's going to be really hot or if you're going to do something, you know, particularly active, you want to make sure that, you know, you're not going to stink there either. So.
You know what? I'm going to have to try this. With my man boobs.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Well,
we love
you.
Thank you. Bye.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Yeah, it's going to get cool.
Yeah.
You know what it's time for?
Nerd news.
Nerd news.
Nerd news with Tom. Yeah.
No, that's not what I was going to do. Non-teasing. That's what I am. All right. So it's time for the big science stories of the week, and we've got some interesting ones. We're going to start right off with the smell of women's armpit BO.
We were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is official. The smell of a woman's armpit BO can be relaxing for men, and it can relieve stress, but only during certain times of the month. The rest of the time, you just stink.
Rude.
Okay, so it's a specific time.
Yeah.
Nail that time down.
Okay. Well, I can go break into that if you want, but...
You'll know.
Okay.
Yeah. They said in health news, they found a new way to vaccinate people that is far less intrusive than what they've been doing. They can vaccinate people using dental floss.
See, I do not like this.
They cleaned people's teeth using floss coated with an inactive flu virus, and it inoculated them against the real flu virus.
I can see them now, a government offering incentives to dentists to carry the dental floss and without telling their patients, floss their teeth, and they get the vaccine whether you want it or not.
Well, they say that they'll have to at least inform the patient and they have to agree to take the dental floss with the treatment or not. Now, whether they would trick you, that's up to you to trust your dentist.
Do you not think our government...
I trust my dentist, though.
I do trust mine, yes.
It's healthier than the floss I use because I reuse floss.
Well, you're inoculating yourself against a lot, then.
Yeah.
Watch, you're going to outlive us all.
I know. I know. It's got, my body's used to those, you know, floss. You know,
you're joking, right?
Well, you can use it. You can reuse it.
Why?
Well, because, you know what?
This economy.
I make the same as you. I don't think you need to floss with old dental floss.
The dentist didn't give me enough floss last time, and it did not last the whole time until I go see him again.
They are starting to get a little cheap with that.
They are stingy, and it's like a little bitty.
Yes.
It's a little bitty roll. It's like a little bitty one. And so, you know,
it's not designed to get you through the next 3 months. It's just a little reminder.
I know that, but you pull it out. And it's the last little strand. You're like, I'll save that one in case I don't go by the pharmacy today.
Or it's just a small little string left over and you're trying to use that.
At least that's not dirty.
No, okay. I would not use reuse.
I was just kidding. I don't do
that. Right.
Y'all are making fun of me.
No, you're making fun of yourself. Yeah. So this is really interesting. If you take naps, guess what? You may still have the genes needed for humans to hibernate. All they'd have to do is tweak them just a little bit, but they say this could unlock all sorts of new treatments for things like diabetes and obesity. Animals that hibernate can lose weight quickly without affecting their health. So they may be able to do this for people who don't want to go on Ozempic. They can instead just do the hibernation thing.
How are you going to do that and still work? Sorry, boss. I need to lose 10 pounds. I'll be out the next 3 months.
Sounds
actually,
reasonable
sounds
to
great.
Me. Just need to pass a law or two or set. This is interesting. There is a songbird whose name I cannot say on the radio, but it rhymes with mitts.
Okay.
They're great mitts, we'll call them. They don't always mate for life. Sometimes they get divorced just like people. Huh. They can't keep their lifetime relationship together.
We all that singing, that would get on my nerves.
Yeah, it could get on your nerves.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out what rhymes with mitts.
All right. In space news, the first Australian-made rocket launched on Wednesday and immediately crashed.
Oh,
it barely got off the ground and was in the air 14 seconds. The company said it was a good, strong result, though. I guess it's like whenever Elon crashes one and says they learned a lot from it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they just crashed because they were on the wrong side of the Earth and they didn't realize they were upside down.
Huh. Yeah, it's hard possible. To get that going. I mean, you got the moon on the other side of the earth.
Okay. And in vegetable news, they've found that two vegetables are related. And it makes sense when you hear their names. It's the tomato and the
orange
potato.
Oh, that's a fruit. Never mind.
Apparently, wild tomato actually bred with a potato-like plant 9 million years ago, and that's where modern-day potatoes came from. So potatoes came from tomatoes.
That's a lie.
No, it's just a bunch of million years of time in between. But that's a really odd, you wouldn't think that they were related. They're not very similar.
Well, one's way more popular than the other one.
And that's not as much true as you think.
Well, you think about it.
Think about pizza.
Okay. Pasta.
You think about mashed potatoes.
I understand
fried potatoes,
all the potatoes. Yes.
Tater tots.
You're just overlooking all
the different
the tomatoes.
Potatoes. I mean, you don't hear anything like anybody eating mashed tomatoes, do you?
Fried green tomatoes.
Fried green tomatoes. I just had tomato pie yesterday.
Well, that's a trigger for you guys.
You got ketchup, marinara sauce.
I'm not. See,
you were being an idiot.
Anytime you call me names, you're losing.
It's because you literally told us this stuff like you're serious, and then you think we're the idiots because we.
Silly.
No, you were being serious,
dummy. I had a fresh tomato sandwich.
Like, and thank you.
That was delicious with Duke's mayo.
But you want to sign my feelings for me too?
He just called you a dummy, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, so he's
just
right.
Like you.
You know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we were just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding.
Couldn't you tell? I mean, obviously we were kidding.
I mean, yeah.
Can't
a
believe
bunch
you
of
couldn't
potatoes.
Tell
be
that.
Nice.
Nerd news. Nerd news. Nerd news with Tom. Yeah.
No.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What job would you never do? Ask people this. Some interesting jobs on here, and I don't think I would do half of them.
I wouldn't have known the answer to this if it wasn't for, like, the social media where they have those reels and you see different jobs.
Yeah, right.
But there's a guy on social media, two different jobs I've seen that I don't think I would want. One of them is a guy that goes and he repossesses cars.
Yeah.
I would not want that job. And the other one is even worse. This is a guy that comes out to septic tanks and unclogs them. And he always ends his video, he's like, the smell of money. I'm like, that's not money you're smelling, bro. That septic tank looks horrible,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, septic tank. I would not want to do that.
Just from this heat we've had, there are a bunch added to my list. And,
right,
of course, roofers, contractors.
They mentioned construction workers. Anybody's out there in the heat.
Even getting the shopping carts in the outside parking lot and bringing them back into the grocery store.
I would want to do that.
I wouldn't want to do that during this heat.
I could argue we've gone soft with our job. We're used to sitting in an air-conditioned room.
I told friends, they're like, what would you do when if the show ever ended? I'm like, you mean when it ends? Because I'm sure we're not going to be here forever. I said, I don't know if I could work an eight-hour day.
Well, you'll find out, won't you?
I don't know if I could.
I talk about that all the time with John. I'm like, I am spoiled. I don't think I could do it.
I am spoiled.
All right, construction workers, anybody, it is like roofing. You're up there on that hot roof. And man, I'm just being up there alone is scary. You see some of those, you know, two-story, three-story houses, and you're like, try to look over the side.
You get used to it, though.
Oh, I don't know if I could.
You do. You don't realize it, but after, like, at first you think you're going to die getting anywhere from 5 feet from the edge, but after a while you're hanging off the side, throwing cables down.
You sound like you're an expert, like you've
done a ton
of it.
I've done it. It happens. We had to do a big fireworks display whenever I worked at a radio station in Nashville, Tennessee. And we were up on this like third floor roof, hanging off the edge, putting up these firework displays. And then when I first got up there, I could barely even like lay on the ground and look over the edge. And by the end of the day, you're hanging off a pole.
All right. What job would you never do? A lot of people mentioned president. Might want to be a president.
Oh, no.
You know, when I was younger, I thought it'd be cool. But now you're like, that's just too much work.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a company. But not the country.
Okay.
I don't even want to be a president of a company.
My own company.
Sanitation professionals were mentioned, so I guess that's like the septic guys or anybody that works at the water treatment plant.
Mad props to those folks.
Or the garbage guys. Mm-hmm.
I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just, first of all, half that's automated with that machine now, but I mean, that's not as nasty as like poop.
You got the guys though out there on the truck, and even when you get behind a garbage truck and you got your windows rolled down by accident or whatever, and you smell that garbage junk in your car.
Or you see liquid coming out the bottom of it and leaving a trail of stench.
Or that guy standing on the back waiting to get I would throw up.
Yeah, you don't see that anymore though.
They've got the automated stuff.
All right, certain doctors, they say you wouldn't want to do the jobs like we know some areas that we wouldn't want to do.
Well, the colorectal surgeon.
The proctologist, podiatrist, you're dealing with people's nasty feet all the time.
Some people might really enjoy that job.
Dermatologist, messing with rashes.
I would want to be any doctor.
And along the same lines, nurses, because they got to do a lot of this really unusual stuff.
They do most of the heavy lifting.
I mean, you think about that. Like, what if you were in your cubicle and it's like, come over here, it's time for your sponge bath. And you're like, because we don't have to deal with any of that stuff.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though. I'm like, it's really a very unusual thing you have to do for folks. And they die. Some of the people die right there, and you got to close their eyes.
And clean up after them.
Yes. And they got their mouth open. You got to put their false teeth in.
This is a great conversation.
I'm saying these are jobs that no one wants to do.
Well, I don't think we have to go in that much detail.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I get too detailed for you?
Yeah.
Funeral director along the same lines. You know, a mortician.
Well, I could sell a casket, but I'm not going to embalm the body.
Okay. Right, you're just a salesperson.
I grew up next door to a funeral home. We used to play in it. It's kind of weird.
That's what's wrong with you.
It's weird that you played
a lot. Why? My friend grew up in it.
No,
so.
I mean, it's weird for the other families to know there was little kids running around in there.
Wow. We brought joy.
I'm like, what? Playing ring around the casket?
What's this Barbie doing in the casket?
Once we knocked it over, we weren't allowed to do that anymore.
Wow. Okay, that's fun. The other veterinarian, some people said they wouldn't want to do that job.
I would love that until it got to the sad parts. Yeah. I would love the part of being able to play with all the animals.
You got to express the dogs, though.
That's not that bad.
Cato, how about the veterinarians that have to do what you did on Torch Tuesday, where you put your hand up the horse's bottom?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would not be fun.
I have my therapist. I've spent a lot of money on this. Don't bring it up.
I was going to say another job. Cato's therapist should be on this list.
lots of great stories, believe me.
And then finally, people said they wouldn't want to be a daycare worker.
No. Mm-mm.
That's the worst on the list.
Or a teacher.
Yeah.
Teacher.
Teachers, one of the hardest jobs.
Teachers have it tough now.
They have it tough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But everybody would like to do this job because all I got to do here is push this button and music starts playing. And
you don't even have to do it right half the time.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.